Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be.
Welcome, listeners all around this beautiful world, to Bring Back the Family. I am your host, Kathy Clyburn, for Bring Back the Family, and I am happy and glad you chose to tune in to Bring Back the Family. Focus on the youth. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. Keep that in mind. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. Okay, we're going to first start out with a scripture. We're going to acknowledge God's word with a scripture and a prayer. And we have with us our very own Bring Back the Family youth, Marlon Buck.
Right there.
Marlon, are you with us?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Marlon. Yes, go for it.
Hi, everybody. Go. How y'all doing today? My name is Marlon Buck. Nice to meet you. And I'll be reading for you here in Scripture, Romans 12:9-21. That is Romans 12:9-21, titled Love and Action. Here reads the Word of God. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Excuse me. Bless those who do not curse. Rejoice those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone for evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it's written, it's mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals in his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome with good. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Let us pray. Lord God, we your presence with hearts of thanksgiving for who you are and all of us and all you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your life. Thank you for life, love, fellowship, and friendship. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio and the avenue of Bring Back the Family. God, we pray that you use us in this venue to help us learn how we really can bring back the family. I'm sorry for that. That is the manner that you mean for family to operate. Lord God, please let us bring back the family, provide a way to help our children to do what is right for them. We are your children, God. Please help our parents to give us what is needed to make this world a better place. And Lord, we know that the thing we need is most of more of you. Father God, we ordain that Bring Back the Family concentrates on you. The word says that when children are brought up knowing your ways, when they are older, they are not depart from you. Then the opposite is surely true. So we start our discussion sober-minded that if your young people are not raised knowing you, not rooted in and not guided in your righteousness, we'll be victims later on for not helping. And so we ask for your blessing this afternoon and who will speak to them that are listening. Lay it, Lord, come forth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sir Marlon. we appreciate you. Okay. Well, you know, that song, Wake Up Everybody, is motivating to me, and that's our theme song, and it says a lot. And it should give us a whole lot to think about, because something obviously was going on in their time, just like we're having things going on in our time. And it gave them concern, and that's why they created this song, Wake Up Everybody. And it's a call for people to wake up, to get engaged and make a difference. It talks about hatred and war and poverty, challenges that have been with us since the beginning of time, calling for reform and change, awareness, hope, and accountability. So whose responsibility is it? It says no more backwards thinking, times of thinking ahead. It encourages all people to do better because they can do better when they are faced with a better tomorrow. So who is responsible and who is willing to take the responsibility in making this world a better place for our youth to live in? Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and get to it? What are we going to make of our minds to do? And so Bring Back the Family is a show that is designed to bring awareness to what we need to do for our youth in order for them to be good, productive citizens so that our youth can contribute and be a contribution to society and others all around the world. And all they need is a good foundation. And they need us, the parents, the people, to help them do what they need to do. They need us to give them that solid foundation, okay? And we propose to do that by the way of just like our parents gave us what we needed to make it, it's our responsibility to give them what they need to make it. Okay, so we propose that, you know, block by block, do something creative on your block. You have kids on your block, get to know them. Get to know your parents, their parents. Get to know your neighbors and everybody that's around you that have kids, okay, on your block. Just envision that, block by block. If we could all get out and put our arms around the kids on our block, get to know their parents, find a way, like Pastor O said, find a way for us to get in to be able to talk to the parents and get a way that we could be able to help the kids, okay, on our block. So it's a lot we could do. Simple things. Give them some books to read. Talk to them. Communicate with them. Find out what's on their mind. Find out what they're thinking. Tell them, give them some positive reinforcement about themselves. You know, talk, you know, positive to them and encourage them to be good students. Encourage them to do well in everything that they do, in all aspects of life. Encourage them. Give them some positive affirmations. You know, like I said, give them some books. Start a book club. There's so many things that we could do. And our parents did something for us, and we remember what they did. So we could use those things to help our youth. You know, what do we have to lose? There's a lot going on, and we've been on this show for over a year, and a lot of parents have called in and said what they do for their kids, for their youth. And the main thing that they do is they keep them busy. They keep them busy in activities. They keep them busy, and they're involved in their schoolwork and involved in everything that they do. I know that we're working, and we're trying to give them what they need as far as, you know, a home and food to eat and all those things, the basic needs, but they need our time. They need our time. They need us to hug them. They need us to talk to them. And communication is a big part of it, because we're using these phones now, and we're just texting. We're texting our kids, and we're talking to them through text. And they need us to talk to them for real. Like, they need to hear us talk. And they need to know that we care about them. So if we give them a book, and they're on our block, if we give them a book, if we give them maybe some tickets to the baseball game or a football game or tickets to the movies, tickets to the science center, and give them to their parents, maybe the parents will take them. Or maybe you can get that relationship going where you on your block and the parents will let you just take them different places, you know, take them to church. You got kids on your block, take them to church, okay? So it's a lot of things that we could do block by block. Envision that. If we just handle and work with the kids on our block where we see that they might, you know, that they need. We don't know what they need unless we ask them what it is that they need, but we know what they need because we know what we got, okay? Pastor O talked about last Sunday about secular education and Christian education and what's missing in our homes that are affecting our youth. And he said God, taking our youth to church so that they can have a guide to go by is important. When I was younger, my parents took me to church, took all of us to church. We'd fill up a whole row. You know, we learn how to do church, and so that's important. Secular education is just the K-12, teaching us how to read, and we need that. And then you have your Christian education. So, like I said, Christian education, it guides you, give you a guide to go by when dealing with this troubled world, because, you know, we are not going to be with our youth and our children all the time. So they need to know how to pray and need guidance and protection. They need to be able to pray for those things and learn to always go in the right direction, focus on the right thing to do and say. We talked about education at our event yesterday at our church. We had an open house, and we played games. We had activities, and then a word was delivered, food, folks, and fun. It was a very happy event, and I just can't wait till next year to do it again. It's going to be bigger and better. And at the event, I asked questions to the youth and the adults, and I asked them the question, which is more important, a secular education, K through 12 learning, plus college, higher learning education, or Christian education. And so mostly everyone said, you know, that you need both. And they said, you know, for guidance, for trouble, for interaction, because everything that we experience in life, those experiences and situations are in the Bible. You know, it shows you the Bible how to handle situations and how to deal with situations, just like anything else. And like I said before, the Bible is just a self-help tool, a self-help book, just like anything else that show you how to navigate in this life. It's a good book for reading. They have books for your makeup. They have books for your hair. They have books, directions to show you how to put a bike together, how to do books. Building for building and sewing and so the Bible is a self-help book in all areas of life. Okay, so let's take our kids to church. Okay, let's take our kids to church. And you know what's important too is that that we should share the Bring Back the Family show. Because there's a lot going on in the world, and we need an avenue that we can share and talk about issues that's going on so that we know how to deal with them, okay? We talk about resources and what we can do to help our youth get what it is that they need to make it in this world, you know? We need to let them know, you know. I asked a lot of the kids at the event yesterday, the open house yesterday, and a lady came with about 10, 15 kids, and I was excited to see them coming, and I was like, okay, tell me what you want to be when you grow up. Tell me what you want to be. And so each one of them said, I want to be a basketball player, football player. And one young lady said she wanted to be a doctor in physical education. And so that was great. And so this tells me that we are not talking to our kids about education. We are not talking to them and letting them know what they can be. Because they all shouldn't be saying basketball, football, soccer. They should be saying something. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to help somebody. I want to be a nurse, you know. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a builder. Because our kids do have gifts and talents. They do have gifts and talents. And we need to tap into all of their gifts and talents. We do. And so that tells me that they're not being talked to about furthering their education and what they can be. So those are the things that we talk about on this show so that we can teach each other and let each other know where we're lacking and what we need to do to help our kids. Because, you know, it's time out for supporting the prison system. Mm-mm. We got to support our kids in the way that's going to lead them into the right way, okay? So encourage the youth and parents and yourself and your youth to listen and tune in to Bring Back the Family. Another thing, we have our kids, they listen to a lot of the social media outlets. And a lot of those outlets, you know, YouTube and things like that, they have a negative influence. Some negative music that promotes violence, okay? And a person that does events mentioned to me that in the suburbs where they do a lot of events, in the suburb areas, they have like country clubs for their youth that have all kinds of activities to keep them busy. And what struck them or struck him, you know, that brought to his attention and stood out is that they were playing and they play music. They play our music, music by black artists, music that is still relevant today and sounds good to this day, right? What I just played, Wake Up Everybody, No More Sleeping in Bed, No More Backwards Thinking, Time for Thinking Ahead, and a lot of these songs are still around and will always be around because they mean them. They have good meaning to them, and the music that he said they would listen to, that's the music promotes love, and it talks about love. The Temptations they play, the My Girl, The Spinners, The Dramatics, The Jackson 5, I'll Be There, that song, I Want a Love I Can See, Stop in the Name of Love, Fall in Love, Lady Love, You're the Best Thing in My Life, you know, just envision that, envision that. So we have eyes listening to music that's going to promote violence, and they're listening to our music that we listened to back in the day that made us the loving people that we are. I just thought that was so deep. And I was like, wow. And so, wow, that just opened. It just opened up my mind. And, I mean, I know these things go on. And I was like, wow, just look at the difference, you know. And so, and it takes us to where we are today. With the music that our kids listen to. And like I said, we're the loving people that we are because we had good loving music, you know. It talks about love. But they're talking about something totally different today that's bringing about a lot of violence, okay? So that's what I want to talk about today and just give us something to think about and to put in your minds that, okay, we need to talk about these things and we need to let people know that this show is happening and that so that we can talk about it, so that we can know what's going on, so that we can know how to prepare our youth for the future, okay? Everybody don't know. When I go out in the world, I just see so much. And I get so disappointed. But I know this is a big old world, and if we could just help the ones on our block, if we could keep doing that and keep doing that, because the things that they're doing, they're teaching social skills, and our kids need, that's where we have problems with the social skills. The teachers and that carries on with their behavior. Because the teachers, they complain a lot about they can't teach because of our kids' behavior. So you want to know what's going on. You want to know, and it's important to be present at their schools. They're going to be going to school soon, and it's very important to be present at their school because they want us to care about them. They want us to care about what they're doing in their education, and we're the ones that need to promote what it is that they're going to do. We got to study them and just see what they do throughout the day, that the gifts that God gave them to use. And so, yes, our kids are nurses. They are doctors. They're smart. They're lawyers. They're all of the things that we need. They're police officers, sergeants, you know, firemen, whatever it is. They're not just all athletes. Okay, put something else in their head. So this is what this show is about, just to inform you that what's going on in the world and what we need to do to help our kids make it, okay, all around this world. So like I said, envision your block, everybody on your block, you got kids, get in tune with them and do something to help them and encourage them. And maybe when we go out and start seeing, you know, the world, when we go out, we'll start seeing better behavior. Because those little ones that we're not training, they're growing up to be these people that we don't want to see. Okay? So, yeah. So, hey, today we are going to, this is, I'm calling it the Youth Day. Youth Day. What our sacrifice and what we are going to make of in our minds to do and leave this world a better place for our youth to live in and to be able to make a difference in this world. And our special guest today is Mr. Jacob Rippon. Jacob is in the 11th grade, and he will talk to us about his educational journey, his support system, goals, and his life plans for the future. And like I said, this is going to be like a youth day roundtable. And if there's any youth out there that want to express themselves and let us know what you're doing, and you want to tell us what we need to do to help you, feel free. But right now I need Mr. Jacob to press 1, and we're going to have you on and let you enlighten us, okay? All right, anybody else that wants to press 1 and to express yourself and talk to us about the great things that you are doing, feel free to press 1. We'll open up your mic and you can join Jacob. So, Jacob, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Good afternoon, Ms. Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Welcome to Bring Back the Family. I'm so glad that you are joining us today, and the world is just ready to hear about what you have to say to us and what we need to do to help you and all the other kids around you and around this whole world. You have something for us?
Yes.
Okay, well, the mic is yours. Go for it, young king.
You want me to speak on the program, right? The Udemy program?
Yes, I'm ready for you. Say what you like to say. Yes, sir.
So currently right now, I'm in 11th grade studying the JavaScript certification course through an app called Udemy. Udemy is an app that you can take different courses towards coding, drones, anything that you want to get a certification in. Certifications right now is very important in the day and world we in when you're applying for colleges or looking for a jobs and colleges are looking to see if you have any certifications. Like, certifications is a big thing to have on your resume and record now, because that can take you out of a different plane. It could be 100 of y'all applying for the same job, but if you have more certifications than other people, you will have a higher chance of getting picked and decided to. It makes your resume look better, and it just exposes you to different things. That's why I'm taking a certification course right now for JavaScript. JavaScript is a coding language program, and it teaches you how to build a website and code on it.
That's JavaScript. Okay. So those are the certifications that we were talking about, and so you've been working on those certifications.
Yes.
Okay, and you've done which one, the coding?
I'm doing the JavaScript, the programming language. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay. Okay, and how long, are you done with it, or you say you're still working on it?
I'm still working on it. I'm going to tell you right now. Currently right now, I'm on 32. And altogether, it is 320 parts.
Wow. It's 21 sections. When you're done with that, what will you be able to do with it?
You broke up a little bit. What was that, Ms. Kathy?
I said, when you're done with that, what will you be able to do with it?
What would I be able to do with it? What I will be able to do with it is I will have a certification under my belt. So when I apply for different things, well, altogether, I know how to, like, build websites and code. That's what the whole JavaScript training course is teaching. But after that, I will have a certification. I'll be certified in the JavaScript field.
Okay. So, Jacob, tell me something about yourself, your family, your church, your, you know, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, something about me is my age is 16, and I attend River Rouge right now, currently. And I have my own business called Jacob Royal Painting, where I sell different hand-drawn paintings to different events, like for day and night, parties, wherever. That's what I serve and cater to right now. And then I have, a strong support system behind me, like my Auntie Jack, my sister Robin, State Rep, Mr. Tyrone Carter, my Pastor Hill, Miss Lisa Carter, my teacher, Dr. Fisk. I have a strong support system behind me that supports me in everything I do, whether it be a business or school or anything after that related, like anything educational related. I just have a strong support system that always supports me behind it. And another thing that I do on the side, I write essays. Recently, I won an essay writing contest for the NWACP Award, and I took the number one spot.
Wow, you're 15.
I'm
16.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is a strong support system. So how important is a strong support system to you?
A strong support system is important to me because sometimes you can lack motivation or lack help too. Like if you don't know what to do, your support system will just be there to help you and push you through and get, like, help you get over. Because you might not know how to do something, but somebody in your support system might be able to help you do or take you to someone that know how to do it. If they don't know how to do it, they can find you, like, somebody to help you with it. Like, I lost my mama recently, like, last October. But I still have, like, a strong support system and stuff to this day, and I still maintain good grades. Like, if you don't have a support system, it's like you can just fall through the cracks.
True. Yeah. That sounds like you're really focused.
Yes.
It sounds like your mom had you on a good road to success before she left you.
Yes.
And,
she always wanted to get
very
important.
So okay. Mm. That's great. Okay. Wow. So what are your life plans? What are your plans? What do you have for the future?
My life plans right now is I want to graduate high school as valedictorian. I want to head off to college. Currently, I don't know what college right now, but I'm looking between Oakland and the HBCU, and I want to major in business or finance.
Yeah, sounds like you're ready for business because you do hand drawing paintings, and you're owner. What's the name of your business?
J World Painting.
J World WLD Painting.
Yes.
Okay,
but
that
was
a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. What?
I
what's the other?
I even have my sister's business. I always have been into like business, like being a manager or just helping hands on. I help my sister business, her seafood Louie business. I help a little bit with my auntie business, like her insurance business partner. So I always just been into business, like my whole life growing up and stuff.
Wow. So how did you get into all this? How did, you know, business get into your spirit, into your heart? Was that something that you were just born with, or did you have that strong support system that with everybody was in business and they showed you business? What was it?
The reason I want to go into business is because at a young age, people teach you, like, really, my main goal is, like, for life, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I just want to go into business is what I want to do. But growing up, at a young age, everybody tells you to go to school, go to college, and go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
But at a young age, you know, I have people like my mama, auntie, and sister around me that told me, no, don't go get the job. Go be an entrepreneur. Work for yourself. Don't work for nobody else. Be able to write your own schedule. Write your own checks. Do what you want to do. Because eventually, all of these jobs going to go out the way. Like, these McDonald's jobs, these punch jobs, everything going to go out the way. You have to go be an entrepreneur so you can do what you want to do. You can go do what you want to work and not have to sit behind the desk all day for 12 hours, 16 hours, and do something that you hate, but you have to do is just put food on the table and live paycheck to paycheck. When you go be, like, certain jobs, it's like a glass ceiling. It's a max limit challenge when you come in. But when you're an entrepreneur and you're a business owner, there's no limit to what you can do. You know, you can work wherever you want to work, work where you want to work. There's no limit to how much money you can make. Like, the size of the limit, it just stop where you want to stop it at.
Wow. That is great coming from a young person. Do you hear that? That is great. And it is. It's good to have your own business. It is. You could use college or education as a way to start your business, but if you have people already around you showing you the ropes, then that's a big head start. I always tell kids, if you go to school, don't just always go to school for a job. Go to school and get your business. So, I like that. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us? I like your support system. That's what it's about. Getting behind our youth and pulling them up and giving them what somebody gave them, okay, and just passing it on. Yeah. You have anything else you want to share? You
no,
had
not
a,
really. All I want
an essay. Go ahead.
Yeah. You want me to speak about the essay?
Yeah, you wrote an essay with Generation Z.
Generation Z was a youth program that was going to all the local schools in Michigan and in New York. And they was coming to children, like teens and, you know, students, looking to see what type of program they would be interested into for after school, for, like, groups. Like, people had ones from music, gaming, planting, stuff in the community, like, helping the senior citizens, cleaning yards. There were so many different groups and community things that they had. That Generation Z was writing scholarships and grants to them, and they was giving grants to different groups that they decided and selected. So I had to write essays, and they selected your essay or your group. They'll give you a grant for to start your business, whatever you want to go into, or if you were doing it at the school program, they'll give it to the school.
Wow. You have done a lot, young man. That is very, very impressive. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, do anyone have any questions that they would like to ask Jacob? You can press 1, and I will open up your mic, and you can ask him a question. And very impressive young man. Okay, 6695. You are on with Jacob. Bring back the family.
Good evening. Good evening, Kat.
Okay.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm proud of the youth for being brave and coming on your show and talking about their endeavors, because the show is very, our youth need to hear from other youth about their endeavors. And maybe the caller that just called in could inspire other people, other youth to talk about, to be brave and talk about their own endeavors. So young man who, to the young man that just called me in the Catholic show, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
For being brave and for being willing to talk about what you are doing for the, in the community for the youth. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Terrence. That's a good encouragement. Okay, we have 9255.
Yes, hello.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, yes. I had a question for Jacob. So, Jacob, I was wondering, you have a lot on your plate. You're very focused. But how do you deal with the normal, it's a lot of distractions that throw, you know, young people off. How do you stay so focused and separate yourself from, you know, just daily activity stuff that would normally throw you off?
How do I stay focused? I say I would stay focused by knowing who I am and knowing what my, my aspiration, not aspiration, but like my morals is knowing what I would do. Like I know what I see somebody else doing, I shouldn't do that. I know I wouldn't want to do that. I just know I got to do what's good for me. I can't, just because I see people out here drinking stuff, I know I can't go out here drinking stuff because I'm focused. I might be working on something. I know I just can't do what everybody else do. I have to stay focused and do what I want to do. Like, they might feel some type of way, but I know what I want to do in the future. You might want to sit out here and drink to you older and stuff. But I know I don't want to do that. I know I want to go to college and be successful because I know drinking is going to lead to them. So you never know what can happen. I just know I have to stay focused. I can't let what other people's activities and actions do determine what I'm going to do and how I act and how I have to stay focused on myself and keep my morals and my aspects and ideas. That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Also, a lot of people are not accessible to a lot of information. How would young people and parents seek out to find these programs and, you know, support to get them actively involved as well?
The way they can find it is through talk shows like this, like probably promotion. Like ads that they see, like for shows like this, and even at the church, because currently I'm in a group called Raw. It's a male mentorship group at the church that I participate at, and it's just like a mentorship group for young men to lead them down the right path. And the parents and younger teens and kids have to look for a support group in their local community.
Okay, thank you. I am very proud of you. Sound like you're doing great things, and you keep up the good work. Also, this is his sister, Robin, so I'm here to support him as well. And I want to thank you all, you know, for, you know, having him on this show. And God bless you all.
Definitely. We definitely need family support. And he has, looks like he has support from the whole community. I don't know where that is coming from. Okay, we have another caller. So, Jacob, what is, the male mentorship that was with your church?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
The male mentorship called Raw is through the church.
Through the church. Okay, and what church do you belong to?
New Mount Hermon Mountain Baptist Church.
Okay, and your
located.
Church is very supportive of very supportive of you and your Christian education as well, and you think that it's important?
Yes.
Great. You're going to have to give me the information on that male mentor church mentorship, and we can maybe get some of the kids, you know, in our community to come over to your church and be a part of that. Okay. Let me see. We have one more caller. Okay. That's 3960. You have a question for Jacob?
Hi, not a question. Just wanted to say congratulations, you know, on being so focused. There's so many things in the world today to deter you from, you know, being steadfast on what you want to do and what your career goals are, and having such a family support and your church behind you. Is great, and I know this is one of the things that Kathy is trying to do with the community, trying to show them that we do have, you know, some churches and we have people that's in the community that are willing to help. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on and just talking about yourself and the things that are achievable, because our children think certain things are not achievable just because, you know, of our race. A young black man doing the things that you're doing, it's hardly heard of in certain areas, but you are you're going over those achievements by leaps and bounds, and it's just, this is great, and so I just wanted to say once again congratulations on all that you do and continue to do that, and we thank you.
I appreciate it.
That is a lot that you're doing. It's so impressive, and we see how very important it is for family and community, you know, to play a part and a role in our youth and in them doing well. And he has really have a really good support system. And that's just about what it takes. Okay, 6503. That's Ms.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy. What I would like you to express is that ever since you were in preschool, you had such accountability to community people that you had to give your report card to every time you received it, and they would tell you, you know the drill, you know what, how, when to bring it. I don't have to ask it. Talk about that, because that has helped you stay focused.
Wow. Ever since like kindergarten, I done had to bring my report card to the state rep, Mr. Tyrone Carter, Pastor Reverend Hill, like certain figures, like certain mentorship figures to me, I have always had to bring my report card to, and they always want to see a report card. So even I might have all A's and one B, they're gonna be like, "Why do you have a B here?" Like that. That's something that always kept me in line too. Like I know I gotta get my grades up because I owe a report card to people. People wanna see this report card. If I'm slacking on my grades, they're gonna wonder what happened. Oh, they're gonna have to talk to me. Like I owe people answer. Like even my sister grown up, I always had to bring my report card to her. I always owe a report card to people. It kept me in line. Like that was one of my big motivations for keeping up my grades and stuff is I owe people a report card, and if I'm slipping, they gonna be on me about it. They gonna face them, so I know I got to get this work done. I got to have all my homework done, have all these tests work, so I can have all A's. And they can't say nothing about my report card and just be happy and proud about it, and just keep going on and support it.
Well, you know what? You did something also this year that it's a new experience for you, and we talk about it being a privilege. You took a driver's ed program. Kind of tell us how you feel about that and how is it going to benefit you?
Driver's training is a new experience that I really appreciate. And it's going to help me by allowing me to travel and move around more. You know, they might need me at the church, but I might. Previously, I didn't have a car, but, I know it's a big responsibility to me, number one, but it allows me to, open up and be able to help people more now that I have a car and stuff. I can travel around to the church, and I can just help anybody that's in need. Like, some check, my auntie or somebody might need me to bring some mess, so I can do it now because I have a car. And it taught me patience. Like, driving is a big responsibility, and people take it for granted. It's something that you have to earn. It's not a God-given right. It's something that you have to learn and earn, and it teaches you patience. And it's just a huge responsibility.
That's great. And something else I wanted to ask you, because, and for the ones that don't know, that I have been homebound from COVID, and so many people picked up the pieces and put it together, this puzzle together, to keep it strong. But you had some great support at your school. You had some great support at your school. How was that? And I know we don't want to keep it too long. We don't want to keep it too long, so I'm going to wrap it up. And I just thank you for being who you are, and I thank God for the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the support I had at the school came from, my history teacher, from my English teacher, and the dean of students. That also helped me plan a big part in school. If I had an issue with a teacher, I could just go talk to one of them, and they helped me solve it out, no matter if it's being my grade, a communication error, anything. I could just go to another teacher, and they helped me out. They didn't want to see me fail. I may have an issue in math. The English teacher let me just go down to the math class during a class period where I don't have no work to do because I'm all caught up. He didn't want to see, current teachers didn't want to see me fail. So they helped me out extra. They're like, oh, no, you can go handle this. You're all caught up. So that played a big part in school, too, having a strong school support system, having teachers behind me, and being very very familiar with the staff.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, you had a support system all around, and you sound like a well-rounded young man, well-rounded, and you speak very well, and and that's important that you have the support system that you have, because people will, that'll make you do better. That'll make you do better and make you stay focused as you have been. And when your teachers see that you have a support system, then they do better also, and give you the help that you need. Sometimes we have to be on site. It's important for us to be on site as parents to, show the teachers that we do support our youth, okay? And the community, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the community going up to the school and just seeing what's going on, giving some input and just being able to help, okay? Well, that is great. Anything else you want to share, Jacob? We're really proud of you. It's a lot that you're doing. It's like, wow, at your age, you have really, really experienced a lot. You've done a lot. So is there anything else you want to share? Anybody else that want to ask a question? Let me see. We got one more person want to ask a question, Jacob, okay?
Okay.
3565. Welcome to Bring Back the Family. We're speaking with Jacob Rizron.
Oh, Jacob. I'd like to ask you.
Hello.
Hello.
How do you decide what is the most important thing for you to focus on? Then, your robotics, or then, your science classes,
Or do you like just general school classes? What do you do to relax so that, because you seem like you have a lot on your plate. What do you like to do to relax?
What do I like to do to relax? Really, I'm just a normal teen at the end of the day. I like video games, movies, and music. Like, that's what I do to relax. Anytime that I'm not working. But speaking of robotics, I like flying drones. Like, flying drones is a hobby that I picked up. So before I was taking it serious, I just started picking up drones and I started flying. And then I learned that being a drone pilot, I can make tens of thousands of dollars. Cause I can go get my license at the age right now, at the age of 16, and they might just pay you $100 just for an hour just to shoot a video. So I pick that up as a hobby. So, like, if I'm even when I'm relaxing, I just be working on flying drones, but just working on my skills or listening to music. Another hobby I just had is shopping. Like, I'm into a lot of fashion and stuff.
That's really nice because so often young men especially, they don't have anybody to help keep them focused. And I like how New Mount Hermon Missionary Baptist Church, I'm giving a shout out to Pastor Alex Hill because I know him and I know the awesome work that he's done with Jacob, and I admire how the deacons and the pastor step up to mentor the young people at the church. Jacob, I am so proud of you, and I think you're doing an awesome job. Looking forward to hearing more about your life adventures, and hopefully you'll come on the show again. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, Jacob, you say you're just a normal kid. You like the things that normal kids like, but you have been taught to be focused, and you have stayed on your journey, and you have stayed on track, and, you know, your mom and your family, I'm sure, I'm just very proud of you. I tell parents, if they give, you know, if we give the youth what they need to make it, then we won't have to worry about them later. We won't have to worry about them. As long as you give them what they need, you won't have to worry about getting a phone call in the middle of the night, you know, and you have given them, you know, you've given them the Christian education, the secular education, and you put them in the business. This young man has a lot under his belt, and I'm just wondering, did they give you all these opportunities, or did you say, well, I want to play the drums, I want to be an artist, I want, you know, or were these things that you wanted to do, or did your family and support system introduce all these things to you?
Some things got introduced to me, like the whole JavaScript and the certification course, that stuff got introduced to me by my auntie and stuff, but the drone pilot and, like, the folks in the grade, that's something I always wanted to do and stuff. They just also, they was behind it and supporting it. That made me just go so hard and just stay focused on it, stay on the right path towards it.
Great. Yeah, so, you know, and this is what Bring Back the Family is about, making sure that the youth have what they need to make it so that they can make it and be productive citizens, so that they can be able to go all around this world, socialize, and be able to just to give, to give back and bring the next generation up behind them. So Jacob has already learned what he needs to do. And he's just 15, 16 years old. He has a long ways to go. And look what he's going to be able to reach back and do. He's going to be able to reach back and give somebody else all the information, encouragement, and education that he has. So that is great, and that's how it's supposed to be. We are supposed to be able to teach the next generation how to make it. And you have had a dynamic support group. And I just about know all of those supporters that you have. And this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do, and that is great. Hats off to all of you supporters that have supported Jacob and all that he's doing and all that he is going to do. Okay. God is pleased with all of it. Jacob, anything else that you might want to say before we, if anybody else have any questions for Jacob or you have anything else you want to leave with us?
No, I just want to say thank you for your time and opportunity and just stay on the lookout for me.
For sure. Bring Back Family wants to support you, too. So proud of you. And, you know, maybe we can get together sometime and let you talk to the youth and let them know everything that you do. Hopefully parents have their children tuned in and they're listening to this to know that these are the things that they can do, too. This is a young businessman, and we are going to support you in all that you do, okay? So I want to see some of those paintings, and I would love to see get some of those report cards. I would love to have some of those papers written. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, and I like to give rewards for papers and good report cards as well, and so Bring Back the Family is about the youth and what you can do on your block to help your youth. I have about 12 kids I'm working with right now on my block. They are all camped out right now in front of my house waiting to do something. I'm with them all through the week, and then the weekend they still don't want me to have me. So took them to church today, and that's just a start to get them to going back to church, and we're going to give them what they need to make it while we're here. Like I said, they are camped out in front of the house. They won't stay on their own porch. They just have to come on mine. I'm good with that, you know. And so that's what that's our job, you know, just block by block. Do something on your block. We do a lot. We go. We've been to the science center. They're learning how to play golf. Tuesdays and Thursdays we go golfing. We've been 2 hours away to the Gilmore Classic Car Show. And just, you know, whatever that will help them to be social. We have to teach them how to be social. And then that will help, you know, with their behavior and things like that. Because we just keep them home and keep them in the neighborhood and don't show them anything different, then they don't know how and won't know how to go any further. We have to take them out. We have to, you know, drive them, get on that highway and take them to the mountains and show them the mountains and show them and just talk to them about their travels, you know, and just make sure that they have a goal as far as how they're going to take care of themselves, because they have to take care of themselves. Like I talked about last week, one father I ran into, and I asked him how his kids was doing, and he said, well, they okay, they still at home and all that. I said, well, did you prepare them to go? And he was really shocked at the question I asked him, and he was like, wow, like, you know, it looked like he said, wow. I did this, you know. And so he said, I just stay in the basement. He is just in the basement while his children, grown children, grandchildren are taking over his home, and he didn't prepare them to go. And so we have to prepare our youngins to go, to get lost, and because it's a big world out there, and they need to go so we can have somewhere to go and visit. Okay? All right. So, Jacob, thank you so much for being our guest today. We appreciate you, and we wish you well and the best in all that you do. And we will be in touch. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for having me so much.
Yeah. You're a young man that we need. We need you. Yes, we do. And I know that your family, your mom, is very, very proud of you. And she made a way for you and made sure that you had what you need to make it. And look at you. Hats off. Okay?
Thank you.
Right. Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. What a wonderful, delightful young man and story and all that he shared with us today. That was very, very good. Let me see. AV, you have something for us? Let me see. We give out resources and information. They're starting to have a lot of programs for the youth because it's just a lot going on, and we need for to have things for our youth to do. Be on the lookout for all the programs that's about to start. They have some programs going on at Kennedy Center and the Matrix Center and different places. And some places even stay open like from 10 to 2 in the morning just to get the youth off the streets and give them something to do. We have these buildings and we should, you know, they don't have to be closed. We could bring the kids in and let them, just give them something to do through the night if they're not sleeping. We can bring them in like the Matrix Center brings the youth in and let them play sports and do different activities from 10 to 2 in the morning like a lock-in. So that's when a lot of, you know, things are going on in the streets. So that's a good idea. So, AV, did you have any resources to report, job information to report? You could do that at this time if you like.
Okay, hi. I have some information. The Detroit Water and Sewage Department, they have a program that's called Lifeline Plan. It's an enrollment program. You do have to pre-enroll. And this is a program to help you with your water bill. It says on here water debts get erased. You may qualify for water bills as low as $18. But you have to pre-enroll. This is going to be Thursday, September 1st at 3 p.m. at Greater Grace Temple. And they are located at 23500 West 7 Mile Road. The number to call to get information about this is they're going to be working with Wayne Metro, and the number that they gave is 313-386-9727. Again, that number is 313-386-9727. And always, the information that we say here, if you go to Run Up for Christ Ministries and you go to our website, the information will be posted also there, so you can spread the word if you need, or if you know somebody else that's in need. So like I said, this is a program that's helping with water bills. I'm getting information. I'm going to have all the information next week. The Secretary of State is running programs and to help people get back their driver's license. And there's certain things that you need to get this driver's license. So that also is going to be on the website. What you need to apply to get your driver's license or your state ID is telling you the documentation that you need. Let me see. There was a couple job fairs that's coming up. Oh, I wanted to also, this Wednesday, August 31st from 10 to 3, the City of Detroit is doing a Return to Citizens Job Source service fair. So they are going to be helping people get jobs, and jobs are going to be posted, and that's going to be at the Butzel Family Center, and that location is 7737 Kercherville in Detroit, Michigan. And like I said, this is going to be posted on our website. Let's see. And for those of us that we may know people who may have, they may be just released from jail or parole or on parole and stuff, we also list jobs on our website for people who need those type of jobs. So please just go out to the website, look at those jobs, and to see it's a lot of companies that's willing to help people that have made it, may have made a bad decision in life, but they want to turn things around. There is employment opportunity. Also, there's going to be an upcoming virtual expungement clinic, which is going to be Friday, October 7th. From 1 to 5. So this is virtual. You don't have to go anywhere, but you have to register. Registration ends September 23rd. So for information for the expungement program, the number is 888-783-8190. Again, the number is 888-783-8190, and you have to pre-register by September 23rd for assistance with the expungement program, which is just, this is going to be virtual. It won't be in person. And there was one more job fair I had wanted to give you. One moment. This is going to be this week. Let's see. Oh, it's going to be, it's FedEx is having a job fair in Belleville. If you go to the Michigan Works and you go to the south, it'll have that information about that job fair. Let me pull it up real quick, and I can give you the actual dates and times. Let's see. So it's Southgate Michigan Works. If you go to their site. FedEx is hiring in package handlers for Belleville, Michigan, full and part-time. They will be doing in-person interviews Tuesday, August 30th from 1 to 4. And if you just go there, it'll give you all the information that you need about this in-person hiring event for working for FedEx. And that's all I have. And like I said, the other information, just go to our website, and then you should be able to pull that information up. Thank you.
Great, great. Thank you, AB. Good information.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kat. I also forgot. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Dad said this is for the kids, K through 12. Detroit Area Pre-College Engineering Program is not all about engineering. Go to their website. If you go to DAPCEP, and you go to their website, K through 4, they're currently doing registration right now for the kids. They have an array of programs, and that said, it's not just associated with Michigan University. They're associated with other schools, so that's one of the kids' programs. I just wanted to get that in. My apologies.
Okay, good deal. We always have once in a while information and resources. So stay tuned in and just tune in to Bring Back the Family. We're going to have more information to give to you as we get it. Okay? All right. Okay. Miss Jackie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Just so overjoyed with what we heard today.
You know, I am too, and I texted him, and I told him how proud I was of him. And it makes you proud when you know that you see the flower opens up and blooms. And you could sit back and you can be proud of them. Sometimes, you know, we might be nagging, sit up straight or speak correctly. But then when it's time for them to perform and they put it on the spot to be there, you are proud of him. And I am so proud today how he answered the questions. his views and understanding what he's thinking about. So I know we're pressed for time, and I'm not going to prolong it. Thank you.
No, we have plenty of time. Pastor O, he had another engagement, and he needed a break today, so I am glad for him to have it because, you know, he lost his brother, and so he has to have time for a break as well. I want to see all the kids. Like Jacob. I want to.
You know what? I'm proud of.
Be able to have.
I'm proud of the young man that starts out with the prayer and speaking. I look forward to him coming on the show to start off because, you know, such a young person that is that in tune with his inner feeling, it makes you feel wonderful.
Yes. He's an up and coming young man, very smart and intelligent. He has a lot of support from his grandmother and family, and he's very intellectual, and you know, he really needs to know what it is that he has, and he loves music, and he's talented with it, and that's a gift that God gave him. So we'll see what he's going to do with that soon.
He's going to
10th grade.
Wonderful. And I enjoy the young lady that gives out information for so many people, because those resources is so important, because you never know. I write it down, but I'm going to go to the website so I can share it with people, because you never know who needs that information. And that's very important. And I'm proud of that. You know what? I'm looking forward to your youth really, with your support and guidance, running the show.
I can't wait. Yeah, this is going to be their show, the youth show. Bring back the family youth.
Yes.
That is going to be great.
You do so many things in the community. Not just for youth. You help a lot of people in the community. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just thank God and thank my parents for being so generous and so loving, and you know, we just do what we saw done. That's all. That is it. And so I'm grateful for that. And hopefully, I'm gonna check out that male mentorship at your church and see what how we can get some of the young men around here in that program.
We need
all the help we could get with our males. All the help we could get.
That is so true.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So let me see now. I'm gonna try this. I got my my little block of kids, and they keep saying that they want to have something to say, and we're gonna try this and let them have a word, and we'll see what happens. We got to give them a chance. Okay, all right. Bring back the family block. Okay, all right. On bring back the family. Who do I have listening on my block? Okay. Well, I said we were going to try it. They were so loud earlier, I could hear them on my shoulder. Let me see. Aubrey, are you listening? Okay, we got our focus. So good deal. I'm going to have to train them. As they say, train up a child. Well, I'm going to have to train them and get them ready to do the microphone. Okay. So, all right. So, hey, you have anything to say that you want to wrap up today, Miss Jackie? Well, just thank you for allowing us to have young man, young king, Jacob Ritron on today. He was just very, very, I just wrote down everything that he's doing. And that's what our kids need to be doing. They need to be so busy that by the time 8:30, 9 o'clock come, they're falling out asleep. So that's great. And he's so focused that he's going through those modules for those certifications, and he's going to have so much under his belt that he'll be able to just put so much down on his resume or be able to get anything that he wants. He's really done well for himself.
Well, I'm thankful when people share information, and we first brought it out on the show about the certification program. And I'm looking forward to more, not only youth, because this is for youth and adults, because if you're still in the working environment, you need these certifications. So, you know, I think it's udemy.com. You need to kind of look at that to be able to enhance yourself, because if you want to get promoted on your job or promotion is coming up, then you want to be able to be in a position that's higher than the next person, because you're competing for a promotion. So that a website is open for anybody in the United States or out of the United States, because, you know, our children are competing against the world. So to say all of that is that I'm glad that we could try out, even though he has a long one, all of them are not as long as his is, but he needed to learn from the beginning to the end. So that's why his program, and sometimes they have sales on there, because the program was initially $149, and they had a five-hour sale for $24.95, and we jumped on it and was thankful that he could get on it at that price. I said, look how God is blessing us. So to say that when these conversations come up with different people that's bringing this knowledge, it's not open to our children in public schools. So we need to make sure that our children are online or on tune or qualified just like the next one. So anytime somebody gets information, let's share for all of our children. Because some of the people that brought it to my attention, they can afford to send their kids to a very affluent high school. So they were exposed to it. But when they brought it to my attention, I immediately did the research. And so I just want to share with that, because it's certifications from all walks of life, not just one. From all walks of life, and we need to kind of look at that and say, "Hey, let's jump on this. Let's see if we can what we can do for ourselves to enhance ourselves." So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that so many things. I'm just thankful for the support group that I have. You know, recovering from COVID, mine was a long haul, but it was a support group that, you know, through the grace of God, because he sent so many people that helped me. I don't care if it was a glass of water, but I was in a position I couldn't get up to get a glass of water. So, you know, every little bit that somebody did for me. I just want to publicly say thank you. And some people did a whole lot, and some people, you know, did what they could do. But guess what? Every little bit was important, and that's helped me get to where I'm at right now. So I just want to wrap up and say I'm thankful to be able to support you every Sunday. Always looking for new avenues that we could share. And I love your wisdom. Okay, so I'm going to end there because I did get a text from some people that I was long-winded. So
we need you to be long-winded. That's okay. It's always good stuff. And, you know, I'm just grateful that you are a part of the show. And, you know, we all need each other. We all need each other. We got to make this world a better place for our youth to live in, and we all need each other. That's all to it. We want to get back to that old way of the way it used to be. It's old, but it's new. At the same time, the way it used to be that we were community, neighborly, loving, and kind, and all of that. And that's why we are who we are today, because we had people to bring us up in the right way. Okay. So I want to just thank everybody for tuning in today. Don't be a stranger. Tune in next week. Share this broadcast. Share the information. Share Bring Back the Family. If we really care about our youth and what's going on in the world today, this is an avenue, just another avenue. There's so many avenues out there that, and people are helping the youth to get the things that they need. This is just one more avenue to try to us work together and care about one another, work together and support one another in what we're trying to do. That's all it is. I'm on the other side. Always, me and my sisters and brothers always talk about, we joke with each other on text, and we say we on deck. We all on deck. So we just want to do what we can do while the time that we are here. This is going to be my life journey to the end. This is it to the end. And so I love what I'm doing. I love to help the kids and help the youth do whatever it is that they need, to make it. I want to help make sure that they get it. And we should all be on the same page with that. Tune in, share this, Bring Back the Family with others, and let us all work together to try to get on one accord to help our youth get what it is that they need to make it, because someone made a way for us. Okay? We will see you next week, same time, same place, and thank you, everyone. Love, love.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter I would have used my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, yeah. God bless him. Somebody throw your hands up and praise him. Praise.